And welcome back to the Dog Pound in Seward tonight as we get set for the men's college basketball game between Hastings College and Concordia. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, we kind of weathered the early season conference storm with Northwestern, with Doan and Morningside, but this is a marathon. We got a long way to go.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, tonight going on the road to Seward, Concordia will be ready for us. And we've talked a lot with our guys. The main theme's been prepare with a sense of urgency. We had a good practice yesterday and getting ready. And so it's time to go out on the floor and compete.
This is kind of a trap game, I think, for us. So we had some emotional wins over Doan and Morningside and Northwestern. Now we come and we see a team tonight that's 0-2 in the conference.
The mark of championships teams is that you set a standard for yourself, an expectation of how you're going to compete, regardless, you know, who you're competing against. And one of the things we've talked about a lot is we want to respect every opponent but not fear anybody. So tonight we just need to concentrate on doing the things that have made us successful and continue to do those things.
Short turnaround. Got back late on Saturday, just had Sunday and Monday to prepare for this thing. Does that factor into this ball game at all?
Well, you know, they went to Sioux City as well. They competed at Briarcliff on Saturday night. So, again, I think a lot of things are just mental and getting your mind ready and then, of course, taking care of your body along with it. But so many things start upstairs in your mind. Our players have had a great mindset. Again, we had a good preparation yesterday, and so we should be ready to go tonight.
It's just the outside factors you can't really keep in your mind when you prepare for games like this, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you have to control the things you can control. I mean, and that's the two things we've talked about from day one is effort and attitude, and that's on a daily basis. And the fact that, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday affect the outcome of the game tremendously. And so, again, our guys have bought into that. And we should be ready to go tonight because we've had a good practice last night getting ready for Concordia.
A great week for Brady Lohman last week. He scored 53 points in the two ball games. He was named the player of the week this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Probably not his last one he's going to see this year.
Oh, it's a great honor for Brady. You know, and really, he'll be the first guy to tell you because he talked about after the Doan game in the paper about how his teammates screened for him, how his teammates deliver the ball to him. And again, you know, Saturday's game hit a huge shot. At the end of the game, we were up 3 with about 11 second shot clock running down. Brady gets everything he deserves because his habits are so good. He's a great leader. He believes in the things that we're doing, and we look for that continued effort from him.
Let's talk about the ball game on Saturday. One on the road, one at Morningside, something we haven't done a whole lot of, 78-74. Had to be pleased coming out of there with the W.
Definitely. You know, the first half, we were excellent defensively. You know, it's 31-31. I think we shot 32% the first half. But again, that's why you got to defend. That's why you've got to guard because we go into the locker room shooting 32%. But Tide came out strong right at the beginning of the second half, attacked their zone well, something that gave us a little bit of trouble at the end of the first half. And then again, got ahead by 15 and were able to finish the job at the end.
He shot 68% in the second half. Just executed a lot better on offense, didn't he?
Yeah, we got great shots. And that's if you do that, you're going to shoot a high percentage. We started to attack inside out more. First half, we settled for some shots, particularly when they went to that zone. And our players did a nice job adjusting and attacking in the second half.
We kind of proved to ourselves that our team is maybe good enough to win basketball games when we don't shoot the ball well. We hung in there with Morningside until we got things going offensively.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and again, that starts with a mindset on the defensive end. And looking back to Saturday's game, we had some transition from defensive plays. Akeem Morrisant, I thought, made a couple big steals, got us out in transition, got us running, and we were on the attack. So when you're not shooting well, you've got to find ways to score. And Saturday we did it by getting inside and also creating offense from defense.
Had some great production off of the bench as well. We kind of mentioned Zach Lena after the ball game on Saturday, but he came up huge, 12 points and 7 rebounds for you.
No doubt about it. Zach is just competitive, hard-nosed, really goes about his business, gave us a great lift. He finishes around the rim. He's awfully strong, so you have a hard time stopping him down inside, and he chases rebounds as well as anybody in the league. Another guy who I thought was huge was Tobin Reinwald. You know, there's late in the game, it was maybe a 3-point game, 4-point game. We're taken out of bounds underneath with 9 seconds left. He gets the ball inside, makes a step through move, scores, hits a big 3 later in the second half. So he came through big as well, and he's continuing to grow in his confidence. I think he's getting confidence in his knee. You know, of course, he tore his ACL last year, and so that'll be huge moving forward.
So tonight it's on to Concordia, like we mentioned, a team that is 0-2 in the conference, but they've lost to two pretty good basketball teams in the conference in Morningside and Briarcliff. So it's a team we cannot look past.
Yeah, you know, we were preparing for Bellevue, so we went out and saw Bellevue play, and they happened to be playing Concordia that night. And Concordia looked good that night, got beat, I think, 88-76 or something like that. They've got some guys that can hurt you. Adam Vogt, averaging 16 points a game. Very good putting it on the floor, shoots it well. Robbie Thomas, 6'7 kid who can bounce it, is averaging about 16 as well. So they've got weapons, and they'll be ready to compete. And I'm sure that, you know, they're coming off a tough loss at Briar Cliff. And, you know, we talked to our players about this. If you were their coach, what would you be doing Monday? And there's no question that I'm sure that coaches challenged them and asked for or better effort and better concentration. So we expect them to compete hard tonight.
The kid we'll hear a lot from tonight is DeAndre White. He's a transfer from Wayne State, averages 5-6 points per ball game. A really kind of quarterbacks this team, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's the point guard, and he's strong kid. You know, he's 6'2". He can get in the lane. He can penetrate. He handles the ball a lot for him, likes to push it for him. So we got to do a good job. He'll also post you up a little bit. So we need to be aware of that and really try to take away the things that he likes to do.
Defensively, we look like we're playing pretty good. We're like a mid-season form right now. Are you happy with the way the defense has been playing?
Well, we've progressed. You know, when we started off, it's a process. I mean, you got to chip away every day. You know, in our first couple weeks of practice, we spent an awful lot of time trying to instill habits defensively and accountability defensively. Where I think we've improved a lot is our communication. And we're doing a good job of not giving up transition baskets and not giving up second shots. And when you don't give up easy shots, easy baskets, then you've got a chance to be good. And our ball pressure has been better. You have to have pressure on the ball. You know, we talked about the Benedictine game a lot because the first half we had zero ball pressure and they made us pay. And since then, we've done a nice job of getting ball pressure.
Talk about this ball game here tonight. Where's the areas that we can attack tonight?
Oh, I think, A, we can push the ball in transition. I think we can get up and down the floor. I think we want to create tempo against them. I think we can attack them on the interior. I think our big guys have done a nice job, have given us an inside-out presence where we're not just perimeter-oriented. We've got some guys that can shoot the ball. So those two areas, I think, will be huge.
Traditionally, Concordia is a team that likes to maybe slow the tempo down a little bit. Are they still trying to play that game?
You know, when I saw them against Bellevue, they were trying to run up and down. But since then, it looks like they're trying to control the pace more. I don't think they want to get into a track meet with you up and down the floor. So we want to get tempo. We want to create tempo against them and still obviously get great shots in the process of doing that.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaver is the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Walls Arena in Seward, Nebraska tonight as we get set for the men's contest here tonight between Concordia and Hastings College. Hastings coming in a record of 6 wins and 1 loss in the season. They are 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia, they're at 2-5, 0-2 in conference play. Concordia with a couple of wins this year. They have been non-conference affairs over Oklahoma Wesleyan, 185-76, and they beat Grace University by a score of 87-72. The two conference losses for the Bulldogs have been to two pretty good basketball teams in Morningside and Briar Cliff, losing to Morningside by a score of 85-67 here at home, and then losing away from home up in Sioux City to Briar Cliff by a score of 103-61. Hastings College coming in, a record of 6 wins, 1 loss in the season. The Broncos have 3 conference wins so far, starting the season with a win over Northwestern in the conference at 90-81. They beat Doan 88-75 at home and then went on the road and beat Morningside on the Saturday up in Sioux City by a score of 78-74. That was only the 4th win for Hastings College and men's college basketball over the Mustangs, the 4th win since the 1979-1980 season for the Broncos. So Hastings off to a good start in the conference, hoping to keep things alive here tonight. Hastings averaging 81.3 points per ball game on offense, giving up 72.6 on the defensive end. Concordia is averaging 76.7 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 88.1 points per ball game on defense. So it's Hastings College and Concordia here tonight in men's college basketball. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward tonight, Hastings College men's basketball and 1230 KHAS. If you're just joining us, wild affair in the women's contest tonight as Hastings knocked off Concordia by the score of 94-89. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, they will go with Akeem Morrison tonight, a 5'11" senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morrison averaging 5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Jake Hamburger, 6'2", a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger averaging 12.1 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" senior out of Elba. Wells averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Brady Woolman, a GPAC player of the week this week. He had 53 points in the two games last week over Doan and Morningside. Woolman, 6'2", a senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. And a Dylan Flynn, 6'7", a senior out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Concordia is going to go with Adam Vogt, a 5'9", and senior out of Syracuse, averaging 16 per game. Robbie Thomas, a 6'7", and sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas, averaging 11 per game. Aaron Walker, a 6'3" freshman out of Lincoln Southeast. Walker is averaging 7 points per ball game. DeAndre White is a 6'2" sophomore out of Lincoln, a transfer from Wayne State. White is averaging 5 points per ball game. And then Chandler Folkers is the other starter, a 6'8" freshman out of Milford. Folkers is averaging 9 points per ball game. Starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Concordia controls the opening tip. They will shoot to our basket to our left here as Concordia is going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight. The Broncos in their road crimsons, the same uniforms they wore the other night up at Morningside. As Concordia will go to work here against the Broncos for the first time offensively. Dribbling down the left side of the lane is going to be Robbie Thomas. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. So immediately we got a foul called with 26 seconds gone here in this first half of play. As a personal foul is going to be called on Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul on the Broncos. Concordia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is White with the ball as he's going to inbound it to Adam Vogt out here inside the free throw circle. Gets it away to Robbie Thomas, spins, goes up, a scoop shot is up there, no good, rebound comes out of Hastings. Dylan Flynn with a rebound, gets it to Lohman, his pass ahead to Jake Hamburger, back out to Lohman. So Hastings looking for their fourth straight conference ball game, their fourth victory here tonight, but this one will not be easy. Concordia, a scrappy bunch. Hastings with the ball as they've got it out here. Brady Lohman at the top of the key over to Akeem Morrisop. Not a Lohman, to Wells, his shot from 15, no good. Defensive rebound, Adam Vogt. Vogt gets it away to White. as DeAndre comes into the forecourt now as he drives the ball down to the baseline. He's cut off there. Rainbow pass comes out on top to Thomas. 4-3 shot good. Robbie Thomas hits a three-pointer there for Concordia, and the Bulldogs go out on top by a score of 3-0. 18:43 to play here in the first half for the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. There's Brent Wells with the ball right at the top of the three-point arc. The hamburger brings it back to Wells. Wells' two-handed pass comes to Lohman here on the near sideline. Lohman puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Hamburger, now to Flynn inside the free throw circle. Dylan Flynn to Brent Wells. Wells trying to drive it, can't do it. Comes out to Akeem Morissot. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Here's Brady Lohman behind his screen. Lohman bounce pass to Flynn. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Robbie Thomas, and the ball is recovered here by Walker. Walker down the near sideline, gets the ball ahead to Vogt. His shot for three is up there good. A three-pointer thrown up there by Adam Vogt. And we've got a timeout from Bill Gavers. Concordia has come out to hit 2 3-pointers, one by Vogt, one by Robbie Thomas. We've got a timeout, 18:04 to play here in the first half. The score, Concordia 6, Hastings nothing.
Committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
As we come
30 KHAS. Stop at Thompson Oil.
As we come back, a shot is taken. It's going to be no good by Dylan Flynn. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Driving down the lane is going to be DeAndre White, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Concordia on the rebound. And the foul is going to go on Robbie Thomas. That's going to be his first personal foul. So it's a 6-0 ball game as Concordia has come out and hit a couple of three-pointers here to begin the ball game. Concordia has been hitting 32% from three-point territory this season, 42% overall is the field goal percentage. There's a shot by Lohman that's up and in. So Brady Lohman gets the field goal for Hastings, a little 10-footer from just to the left side of the lane. As now he's 6-2 ball game as Concordia has got the lead as they come back the other way in their offensive zone. Adam Vogt has got it to the near sideline to Aaron Walker. Now to Vogt for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds by Fulkers, but he loses the ball to Brent Wells. Wells has got it for Hastings. Now to Lohman for three. Shot good. Brady Lohman cans a three-pointer from the top of the key off of the transition. It's now a 6-5 ball game. Hastings is back to within 1 point here. Early in the contest, here's a White with the ball. DeAndre White dribbling it to the free throw line. Now curls around to the left side here. Gets it into the hands of Vogt. Vogt out here in 3 points here. It's going to Walker, and he throws the ball out of bounds. First turnover on Concordia, throws the ball into the Bronco bench here. 16:47 to play in the first half. Hastings can grab their first lead of the ball game right here on a successful trip down the floor here. 6-5 is the score. Concordia's got a 1-point lead. Here's a Brady Lohman with it here on the near sideline. Takes the ball down on the baseline. It's cut off there. Goes to Dylan Flynn. Hands it back to Lohman. Lohman dribbles into the lane. His shot's off the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Bulldogs come back the other way. Robbie Thomas grabs the board there for the Bulldogs to DeAndre White. White gets it to Vogt. He hops in the lane, dumps off down low, and his shot is up and in. Chandler Fulker scores on the assist from Adam Vogt, and the Bulldogs have a 3-point lead. 8-5 is the score now. Wells out to Hamburger, over to Lohman on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Dylan Flynn has got it, brings it back to Lohman, fakes the three, dribbles inside, 15-footer good. Brady Lohman has got all 7 points for the Broncos. 8-7 is the score. Hastings down by 1 point early here to the Concordia Bulldogs, just under the 16-minute mark here in this first half of play. Dribbling with the ball is going to be DeAndre White to the near sideline to Adam Vogt, and a foul is going to be called on Jake Hamburger. Vogt got around Hamburger, and Jake picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Zach Lena coming in. Also, Abu Fall is going to check in. It's going to be Wells and also Dylan Flynn coming to the bench for Hastings. 15:45 to play in the first half. Hastings College is trailing Concordia by the score of 8-7. Broncos can take the lead here for the first time with a field goal. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Lobs it into Abu Fall. Fall works against the Falkers, spins on the baseline, puts it up there, right-handed, the shot in and out, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Concordia. That's going to be Seth Kern, who just checked in there. He grabs the offensive board, comes back the other way on a dribble now against Sakeem Morissot. Kern with the ball to the far sideline to Robbie Thomas, drives the baseline, dumps it off here to Folkers. A little ball fake, puts Abu Fall in the air. His shot is up there, no good. Abu grabs the rebound. Abu has got the rebound for Hastings, gets it away to Jake Hamburger. Jake now to Akeem Morissot into the offensive zone. There's Brady Lohman. Lohman dribbles down the right side of the lane, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there, is no good, and he draws the personal foul. And Lohman will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is called on Chandler Folkers of Concordia. That's going to be his first personal foul. Second team foul called on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman has got 7 points in the ball game. The Broncos have 7 points in the ball game. And Lohman will try to tack on another point here. His shot is up there and in. An 80% foul shooter in the season for Brady Lohman. He is now 22 out of 27 from the free throw line. Hastings has come back to tie the score at 8 points apiece as Brady Lohman has scored all 8 points here for Hastings. And Brady will try to give Hastings their first lead of the ball game here. Second free throw is up there. It is good. 9-8 is the score. Hastings with their first lead at the 14:57 mark. Here comes Concordia back with the ball in their offensive zone. This is Justin Dam is into the ball game now. We got a foul called out here. It's going to go on a boo fall of Hastings. So we've got a foul and a boo fall. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two called on Hastings here in this first half of play. There's Vogt with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Seth Curran. Curran trying to drive the baseline, and his pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Nice play there by Carson Bloom. Turnover number two on Concordia. Carson comes down with the ball into the forecourt. On the dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Down to Zach Lena. Drives the ball toward the hole. Contact made. The shot goes up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Here comes Concordia with the ball. Seth Curran, right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Now to Vogt. Hops in the lane. Puts up a shot over Lena. It's going to be no good. Zach grabs the rebound for Hastings. Lena gets the ball away to Carson Bloom. To the near sideline, here's Brady Lohman. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Thomas. Thomas now to a Seth Curran. Curran hops it across the 10-second line here. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Robbie Thomas, free throw line extended right side. Down in the corner, Seth Curran. Curran dribbles once out to Vogt. NBA three. That is no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Outlet pass to Carson Bloom. Gets the ball ahead now. Dribbling with the ball, it's going to be Reinwald who's into the ball game. As runner is up there, it's good. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. Concordia wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have come back to grab the lead over Concordia. 13 minutes and 41 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 11, Concordia 8.
Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Hastings College has come back. They now lead the Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 11-8. 13 and a half minutes to play here in the first half as a Concordia, following the timeout, has got the ball back to their offensive zone. It's going to be Eli Ziegler is into the ball game now. They lob it inside, grabbing the ball and missing. The easy one was Robbie Thomas. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. The Tobin Reinwald hustles into the forecourt down the right sideline. We got a shove off here. And Zach Lena, I think, is going to be hit with a personal foul. Yeah, Zach Lena is going to be hit with a personal foul, an illegal screen set up. As Lena got a hip into somebody running down the floor there. That's going to be their first foul on Zach Lena. Team foul number three on the Broncos, so the team fouls are now even up at three apiece. Here's Concordia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Justin Dam has got the ball now for Concordia as he flips the ball away to Eli Ziegler. Ziegler back to Dam. He throws up a three-pointer from the right side. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Reinwald Tobin Reinwald gets it away to Akeem Morrison down the right sideline. Out of Tobin. Tobin around a screen from Zach Lena. Back out to Akeem Morrison. To Carson Bloom for three. Shot good. Carson Bloom cans one from the right side. A three-pointer. Hastings out to a six-point lead. 14-8 is the score now with 12 and a half minutes to play. Seth Curran with the ball. Not a Dam. Picked up by Abu Fall. Dam moves it down on the baseline. Kicks it out here on the wing. Isaiah Dockelman has got the ball now. Cross-court pass goes over to Thomas and a foul is called as Thomas was driving the ball into the hole there. A foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Lena. That's going to be his second personal foul. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Zach Lena will come to the bench. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Curran gets the ball in to Bachelman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Morrison takes it the distance and his passes off of the fingertips of Brent Wells out of bounds. Akeem probably should have completed that one and finished it. He got to the rim. He tried to dish off at the last second. It went through the fingertips of Brent Wells. First turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. 14-8. The Broncos have the lead as we approach the 12-minute mark here in this first half from Seward tonight. Here's Seth Curran with the ball. Curran gets it to Dam out here in three-point territory to the near sideline. Bachelman has got it. His pass is deflected. And it's picked up by Abu Fall. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on the Justin Dam of Concordia. That's going to be his first. The third turnover on Concordia as Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline. 11:56 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out to a 14-8 lead. It's been a while since Concordia has scored. The Broncos have rattled off six straight points here. After Hastings came back to tie the score at 8 points apiece, Concordia scored the first 6 points in the ballgame tonight. Brent Wells has got it down for Hastings. On the dribble, moves it to the right side to Fall down there on the baseline. Abu Fall dribbling against Dam. Double team comes out. Tobin Reinwald for three. Count it. Tobin Reinwald from the top of the key hits a three-pointer for Hastings. Tobin now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-8. Hastings on a 9-0 run here over Concordia in the first half. Robbie Thomas on the far sideline. His pass is deflected back out of bounds. Getting his hands on the ball there was Brent Wells. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Aaron Walker. Walker comes in. Bachelman goes out now for the Bulldogs. Concordia will play things in out for the far sideline as Robbie Thomas will get things in to DeAndre White, who's back into the ball game now. Back out to a Robbie Thomas on the right sideline. Thomas working against Wells, takes it down to the baseline. Pass goes down in the corner to Walker. Walker picked up by Reinwald. On the wing is Ziegler. Ziegler out to Aaron Walker. Dribbles once, comes out into three-point territory to White. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Now the ball is swatted loose, and it's picked up here by Wells, running back the other way. Brent Wells goes for the basket, shoots and misses. No good. Rebound Fall. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to DeAndre White. Hastings misses on a golden opportunity right there to add to the lead. White the other way. His shot is up there. No good. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Justin Dam. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington at Hastings. And now we got a timeout, 10:43 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, Concordia 8.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball earlier tonight around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Of course, this one here, Hastings knocking off Concordia by a score of 94-89. Dort tonight picked up a win in Yankton over Mount Marty. The score is 68-59. It was Midland beating Doan tonight up in Fremont, 64-62. And of course, the big one over in Orange City tonight. It was 7th-ranked Northwestern beating 3rd-ranked Morningside, 102-82. Other games on the women's side of things in the GPAC tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at 12th-ranked Briar Cliff. And Nebraska Wesleyan is playing a non-conference game at Central College. Men's college basketball going on tonight. Hastings here against Concordia. Dort is playing at Mount Marty tonight. Doan is at 8th-ranked Midland. Morningside at 15th-ranked Northwestern, and Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Briarcliff. Hastings with a lead here. It is 17-8. This game was tied up at 8 points apiece. Hastings has scored 9 points straight. Here's a boo fall with the ball. Comes out to Hamburger across the top to Lohman. Open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be short. The rebound comes out to Eli Ziegler. Ziegler winds his way back up the floor. Now to Dam. Drives, shoots, and scores. Dustin Dam scoring there. An assist from Eli Ziegler. And that breaks the run. It's now 17-10. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's Akeem Morrison for three. Yes. Akeem Morrison scores from the left side. And the Broncos have doubled the score. 20-10. Hastings out on top here in the first half. DeAndre White has got it. Picked up by Akeem Morrison. And Akeem is going to be hit with a personal foul. Akeem Morrison working out here against DeAndre White. Both of those guys lightning quick out here near the mid-court stripe. And Morrison gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. 9:54 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Concordia by a score of 20-10. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morrison. Gets the ball to Wells. Wells having problems with it. He saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Dam. A turnover on Hastings, a turnover on Concordia. That's five turnovers for the Dogs, two on the Broncos. Concordia's got the ball. Here's a DeAndre White. Comes over here to Adam Vogt to the near sideline to Aaron Walker. Walker gives it up to Adam Vogt. Vogt behind the screen. Around Robbie Thomas, moves it down the right side of the lane. Now gives the ball to Thomas, top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it off down low, and his shot is up and in. Aaron Walker. Aaron Walker scores on the assist from Robbie Thomas. Hastings leading by 8 points now at 20-12. Jake Hamburger with it now. The Lohman downs in the corner. That's Brent Wells. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Out to Jake Hamburger. Concordia's in a man-to-man defense. Here's Morrison with it. The Hamburger. Brent Wells underneath the hole. The Morrison shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is called. Aaron Walker got the block, but also got the personal foul. The first foul on Aaron Walker. That's going to be team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Down to 9 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in quarter, actually half number one. Akeem Morrison will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. He's in a three-pointer so far tonight. 85% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 50% of their field goal tries this year, 31% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Akeem Morrison. Akeem now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has a 10-point lead. It is 22-12 with 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. Justin Dam has got the ball. Now to Adam Vogt. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Robbie Thomas. Comes over here to Walker. Bounce pass goes inside. Here's Concordia working with the ball. Aaron Walker puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman to the near sideline to Jake Hamburger. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Cuts it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Jake Hamburger. Offensive charging foul on Hamburger. That's going to be the second foul on Jake. Team foul number six on the Broncos. Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 22, Concordia 12. Bulldogs with the ball. Long-range jumper, Walker for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Here comes Akeem Morrison now on the dribble, left-handed. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Picked up there by DeAndre White for Concordia. Dylan Flynn, two-handed pass to the far sideline. Lohman now to Akeem Morrison. Akeem dribbles once. Goes to Dylan Flynn. Back out on top to Akeem. Right side, Brent Wells moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Wells gets it to Flynn, hops in the lane, goes for the hole. He's fouling the play. Flynn is fouled in a play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Chandler Folkerts of Concordia. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number six in the Bulldogs, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. 69% foul shooter in the season for Flynn. He is 16 out of 23 from the free throw line, averaging 12.3 points per ball game. Dylan Flynn's shot is up there. Good. Hastings 6-1 in the season. Their only loss this year was to Benedictine in the opening round of the Doan College Classic a couple of weeks ago. Hastings 3-0 in the conference after wins over Northwestern, Doan, and also Morningside. Here comes the next shot by Flynn from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. So the score is 23-12. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings, but Concordia's got the ball. DeAndre White tries to shuffle it away right through the fingertips of Vogt out of bounds. A turnover on Concordia. Vogt was trying to slide to the hole there. DeAndre White trying to get him the ball, and it went right through the fingertips of Vogt into the Bronco bench. 23-12. Hastings with an 11-point lead with 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, right side of the lane. Comes out to Woolman, top of the key, inside to Flynn, twisting and turning. His shot is up there and in. Dylan Flynn gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. And the Broncos have a 13-point lead. It is 25-12 now with 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's Dam with the ball. Dam moves it to the left side of the lane. Hands it away to White. Back down in the corner. Down there is going to be Seth Curran with the ball, or rather Walker. Walker gets it inside to Dam, and his shot is up and in. Dam has now got 4 points in the ball game. Justin Dam, 25-14. Hastings to the ball. Here's Flynn. Flynn right side of the lane. The basketball is going to be knocked loose and is recovered here by Walker. That is the third turnover on Hastings. Aaron Walker comes back on the dribble, gets it out here to White. DeAndre White with the ball, now to Walker. Walker, left side of the lane, comes to the near side to Vogt. Feeds it inside, ball poked away from Dam, picked up by Vogt. Now Vogt drives inside, it's going to be knocked loose. Vogt with the ball again underneath the hole, and we got a timeout called. Concordia calls the timeout is Adam Vogt. He was pinned between the baseline and the basket there underneath the hole, and they saved the possession by calling the timeout. Timeout on the floor, 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Concordia 14.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Walls Gymnasium here tonight. Walls Arena in Seward. The Dog Pound. 25-14 is the score. Hastings out on top of Concordia tonight in men's college basketball. 6.5 minutes to play. While you're munching on turkey during your holiday, we have got basketball coming up. It's the Roadway Inn Classic hosted by Hastings College on Friday and Saturday. Hastings will take on Tabor College Friday night in men's competition. That one will go at 8 o'clock, 7:45 for the pregame. You're on 1230 KHIS. Then on Saturday, Hastings will take on Chadron State. That game will go at 4 o'clock with a pregame show at 3:45 as the Roadway Inn Classic coming up this weekend on 1230 KHIS during your turkey break. Concordia will play things in. Vogt from three is shot no good, and the ball goes up and hits one of the support arms. It's out of bounds, so Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings fell behind 6-0 early in this ballgame as Concordia hit a couple of three-pointers right out of the gate. But the Broncos came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece, and Hastings have been on the run ever since. 25-14 is the score. Here's a Zach Lena in the lane, kicks it back out. Woolman for three, shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Justin Dam. Justin Dam for Concordia. Down is Seth Curran. Curran, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone, goes over to Aaron Walker. Now to Robbie Thomas. Thomas, Adam Vogt dribbles down the lane, dumps it off down low to Walker. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lena with the rebound down to Carson Bloom. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Lena inside the free throw circle, drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Zach Lena's first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings is out on top again by 11, 25, 14. Here's a pass. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Walker out of bounds. Second, actually his seventh turnover on Concordia here in the first half of play. Hastings will come back the other direction with a 13-point lead. 5.5 minutes to go in this one. 27-14, Hastings with a lead. Brady Lohman has got the ball out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Tobin Reinwald, down to Carson Bloom, back out to Tobin. He drives the ball, spins, puts a move on in the lane, and shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald slowly but surely working his way back into form after suffering that knee injury a season ago, did not play for the Broncos last year. He's got 7 points in the ball game here. Hastings is out to a 15-point lead. Now a foul is called. A foul is called as Hastings had the trap on the far side of the floor. Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his first team foul, number 7 on the Broncos. That's going to send Concordia to the free throw line. That's going to be Robbie Thomas toiling the mark here. Robbie Thomas is a 73% foul shooter. He is 22 out of 30 from the foul line this year, averaging 11.1 points per ball game. As Thomas will have a 1-1, his first shot is up there. It is good. So Thomas will get one more. He's 6'7", his sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas. As Robbie Thomas will have one more shot here. It's 29-15. Here comes the next shot. It is good. 29-16. As we approach the 5-minute mark, now Concordia applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Carson Bloom to Tobin Reinwald. The Lohrmann, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Thomas with a rebound. Robbie Thomas gets it away now to a Seth Curran. Curran gets the ball ahead down in the corner. Eli Ziegler with the ball picked up by Bloom. Ziegler trying to drive the baseline. Can't do it. Cut off nicely. Pass comes out to Robbie Thomas. Out here in 3-point territory. Drives it into the paint. Dumps it off down low. The Vogt shot is up there. Rattles out. No good, but he's fouling the play. Vogt got it right underneath the hole there. And a nice pass by Ziegler. The foul is going to be called on a boo fall of Hastings. That's his second personal foul on a boo. And going to the free throw line here for the Bulldogs is going to be Adam Vogt. Vogt is an 89% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He is now 42 out of 47 from the free throw line this year. Here comes Akeem Morissot into the ball game for Hastings. Checking out will be Lohman. 4:38 to play first half. Hastings with a 12-point lead, looking for their fourth straight conference win of the season. Next shot is up there. It is good by Vogt. He's got 5 points. The Bronco lead is now 11, 29-18. Broncos with the ball here in backcourt. Tobin Reinwald now to Akeem Morissot. Morissot across the midcourt stripe is good to Bloom. Carson Bloom now to Morissot on the far sideline, picked up by Ziegler. Akeem Morissot on the dribble now to Tobin Reinwald inside to Lena. Skip pass comes to the near sideline to Bloom on the dribble down to the baseline to Abu Fall. His shot from 10 is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Curran. Seth Curran puts it on the floor. He'll dribble back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Switches hand. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Reverses the ball. Gets to Ziegler. Drives to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Eli Ziegler taking the ball out of the hole there for Concordia. And a personal foul is called on Fall. Abu now with 3 fouls here in the first half. And going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Eli Ziegler. He is 4 out of 4 on free throws so far this season. Has not scored tonight, and the shot is up there. It's no good. Here comes Zach Lena. Nope, it's going to be Dylan Flynn back into the ball game for the Broncos, replacing Abu Fall, who's got 3 fouls now here in the first half. Ziegler, second free throw up there. That's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. So Ziegler misses a pair. The Bronco lead is still 11 points at 29-18. Here comes Morissot into the ball game. Morissot with the ball down the near sideline. He's got it now. Akeem with the basketball out to Carson Bloom. Bloom out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Morissot. Morissot back to Carson Bloom. The Reinwald 4-3. Shot from the corner is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and it's picked up here by Concordia. Seth Curran with the ball. Seth here in backcourt picked up by Morissot. Curran brings it back into the offensive zone. 3.5 to play. Behind his screen, Curran's got the ball. Cuts for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball away to Morissot. Down the near sideline. Reinwald down in the corner. Dribbles into the paint. We got contact made and a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Concordia. It's going to go on Eli Ziegler. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 in the Bulldogs. So Hastings now with a 1-1 situation. Here comes Lohman back in the ball game. Carson Bloom checks out. Zach Lena is going to come out of the ball game as well for Hastings College. As Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and his free throw is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald is 66% foul shooter on the season. That's Brent Wells back into the lineup for Hastings. So Tobin Reinwald now with 8 points in the ball game. Here comes the next one. It's up there and good. Tobin now with 9. That's the most he's scored at the end of the game so far this season. Had 7 the other night against Morningside. 31-18. Hastings has a 13-point lead as the Concordia Bulldogs come back in their offensive zone. This is Adam Vogt with the ball. Adam Vogt here on the near side. Gets to Stefan Llewellyn, who's into the ball game now. Llewellyn, a 6'5" freshman out of Oakley, Kansas. Adam Vogt, he throws the ball to the nickel seats on the far sideline. Took it on the dribble to the right side and threw it into the second row of the bleachers. Turnover number 8 on Concordia here in the ball game. Hastings now with a 13-point lead with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half. Akeem Morissette comes to a Brady Lohman here on the near side. Concordia will attack right at the 10-second line. Lohman brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it now to Jake Hamburger, to Akeem Morissette. Back to Hamburger. Thought about the three. Hops to the free throw line. Kicks it outside. Here's Akeem for three. Shot no good. Long rebound. Eli Ziegler grabs the rebound to the near sideline to Seth Curran. Curran out to Robbie Thomas. Thomas goes to Ziegler. Ziegler doesn't use the Thomas screen. Instead, feeds down low. The ball deflected out of bounds here by Lohman. Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath throw basket with 2:14 to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos with a 13-point lead. They play things in. Vogt comes over here to Curran down in the corner. Thomas for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman on the dribble. Brings it to the near sideline. Gets it to Akeem Morissette. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 13-point lead, 31-18. There's a Lohman with the ball. Lohman gets it to Flynn, inside to Hamburger, puts up a shot from the left side of the lane. No good, gets his own rebound, puts it back through the hole, and he's fouling the play. Jake Hamburger misses the first shot, got his own rebound as it comes ricocheting right down to his hands, and he puts it down through the hole, and he is fouling the play by Seth Curran. Hamburger gets his first field goal of the ball game. Curran picks up his first foul. Hastings now leading by a score of 33-18. Aaron Walker comes back into the ball game now for Concordia, replacing Curran. Hamburger to the stripe. A 70% foul shooter on the season, trying to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but Flynn grabs the rebound. Then has the basketball knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose, and it's finally picked up here by Walker. Walker gets the ball for Concordia. So the Broncos have a 15-point lead, 33-18. Here's Eli Ziegler down in the corner to Robbie Thomas for three. Shot is up there, no good. Hamburger with the rebound. Jake dribbles out of there. Jake on the attack, gets the ball ahead now. They get it to Woolman. Cross-court pass goes back to Hamburger. Fakes the three, dribbles inside. Pulls up a shot from the elbow. Is going to be no good. Rebound, Dam, and a foul is called. Justin Dam got the rebound there for Concordia, and a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. The foul is going to go on. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. So they've got two shots down at the other end. Eli Ziegler will go to the free throw line. Missed a couple of free throws just a little while ago. His first two misses of the season. There's a free throw. It's going to be up there and in. It's now 33-19. Hastings College with a 14-point lead. Hastings looking for their seventh win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good. So it's a 33-20 ball game. The Broncos have a 13-point advantage. Here's Akeem Morissette down the far sideline. Concordia attacking at the midcourt stripe. Hastings brings it back into the offensive zone as Hamburger takes it to Akeem Morissette. Morissette shouting out some instructions out here now for Hastings College. Brent Wells has got it. Wells out to Lohman on the dribble, moves it to the right side, lobs it down low to Flynn. Back out here to Wells. To Akeem Morissette, dribbles toward the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Flynn. His shot's blocked by Thomas and a foul called. Thomas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line here with 51.2 seconds to play. Here in the first half is Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Flynn has got 3 points in the ball game tonight. He got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's a 69% foul shooter. On the season, he'll get 2 shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Flynn had 25 points earlier this season. That's his season high thus far in that ball game against Baker. Flynn will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Hastings is a team hitting 69% of their charity tosses so far on the season. Hastings with a 13-point lead, 33-20. Here comes the next shot by Flynn. It is up there. It is good. So now a 14-point lead at 34-20. Concordia back in their offensive end. Ziegler gets loose, goes for the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be good. And we got a foul call. Does it count? Yes. Eli Ziegler gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouling a play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Morissette gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Morissette checks out. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ballgame. 34-22, Hastings College with a 12-point lead. Shot from the free throw line by Ziegler is good, so he hits on a three-point play. That pulls the Bulldogs within 11 points here at 34-23 with 40.9 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Carson Bloom has got it. Now to Jake Hamburger. Back to Bloom as they get into the offensive zone here. Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, two-handed pass, goes back to Carson Bloom. Back to Hamburger, top of the key. Back to Bloom. The Hamburger, top of the circle. Right side to Brady Lohman. Down on the baseline to Wells. Jump pass back out on top to Hamburger. Shot for three is good. A skip pass. Jake Hamburger gets the three-pointer down. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 37-23. It's a 14-point lead. Here's Adam Vogt with the ball, 8 seconds to go. Adam Vogt behind the screen from Thomas. An NBA three-pointer is put up there. Rims off, no good. Offensive rebound. They kick it out to Ziegler. His shot is good. A three-pointer at the buzzer. Eli Ziegler hits a three-pointer at the buzzer after an offensive rebound there by Stephen Llewellyn. So the halftime score, Hastings College is going to have the lead. It's an 11-point advantage. Hastings 37, Concordia 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight, the Hastings College men's basketball team out on top of Concordia at the halftime break. The score is 37-26. Concordia come out and hit two three-pointers right off the bat to grab a 6-0 advantage over Hastings. Broncos came back to tie it at 8 points apiece and went on a 9-0 run to take advantage 17-8. They increased the lead, and they've got the advantage here at halftime by a score of 37-26. Leading the way for Hastings College so far in this first half of play is Tobin Reinwald. He's got 9 points in the basketball game and a balanced scoring attack for the Broncos as they have their lead at halftime, 37-26. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team knocked off Concordia by a score of 94-89. We're going to have a chance here to talk with Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings here at halftime. And Kerry, a wild one here tonight as you had a big-sized lead, an 18-point lead in the second half, and it kind of had to hang on at the end.
Yeah, well, you know, they have several great scorers, and I figured they would probably, you know, make a run at us at some point. They just have so many offensive weapons. And Bailey Morris and Kristen Conahan kind of started to put their head down and get to the rim a little bit, and we were fouling, and so they were getting and-ones, and we were able to get it under control just in the nick of time, but we had a big enough cushion there that we were able to maintain the lead the entire game.
Tell you what, Jamie Van Kirk, she She didn't do anything in the second half until about a three-minute stretch there, and she had seven quick points there. That was the crucial point of the ball game in the second half when they were trying to make their run, and Van Kirk comes up with seven straight points there.
Yeah, you know, I thought she did a good job of just waiting for her opportunities. You know, first half she had some opportunities and took them, and then second half we were trying to just pound it into Laurel and get her touches, and eventually, obviously, they were doubling and triple teaming her, and Jamie was able to find some open, you know, opportunities late in the game and was able to knock some down.
That's what you kind of talked about in the pregame show, that you needed some more some post touches. And tonight, I think we saw a lot more of that tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, we're better when we play in out. Obviously, Laurel commands a double team a lot, and she's a good passer. And so she's able to draw defenders and get our kids on the perimeter better looks. And I thought we were pretty effective at that tonight. In that stretch where they made that run at us, I felt like we were maybe settling for some shots that we weren't getting some post touches, or they were doubling early and getting some deflection. So we had to clean that up and go with a couple different looks, and then we were able to get what we wanted.
Yeah, Zwinger, despite the double team and a triple team tonight, has come up with, 25 points and 14 rebounds. So, yeah, you'll take a performance like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, she did a great job. You know, we knew she was going to have an advantage in there, and it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to actually, you know, capitalize on it. And I thought she did a really great job of constantly making herself available and posting hard and getting position, and then she did a great job of finding the open guy. Frankie Peterson was huge early in the game. They were double-teaming off of her. She knocked down a couple of big shots early, and then obviously they had to change how they were guarding her. So it changed, you know, how they planned on guarding Laurel, too, which helped her.
Yeah, you guys come out of the gates and you hit like 4 3-pointers in the first 7 or 8 minutes of the ball game. Something we haven't seen for a while.
Kind of a relief to be able to throw it in the basket once in a while. It definitely takes a little bit of pressure off your defense, and you know, it was good for our kids to see the ball go through the net, and we've needed that, and it happened to come at the right time.
Yeah, you guys shoot 30% last week against Morningside. Tonight you come out and shoot 52% from the field and 50% from three-point territory. I'm sure that's more you're like. It was just shot selection tonight and getting the ball inside to Zwinger?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were taking shots we wanted to take rather than taking shots that, they were just giving us, you know. And there's a huge difference in that, in shots that were happening later in the shot clock, probably a little bit more open, not forcing as much, and just allowing kind of open opportunities to come and to capitalize on those.
Again, Hastings winning in the women's ball game tonight, 94-89 over Concordia. So, naturally, a team that, like we talked in the pregame show, this is one of the teams that's always at the top of the conference. This is a huge road win for you guys early in the season.
Yeah, you know, it's a big win for us. We needed to bounce back after, you know, our loss at Morningside the other day. Our kids needed to refocus and again, see the ball go through the net and have some success at the things that we're trying to do. And we were able to do that tonight. And this is a big win for us. And hopefully it kind of propels us forward and gives us a little confidence moving forward.
I thought until Concordia made their run in the second half, you guys just played with a lot more energy out there tonight than they did.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that was one of the things that we knew we were going to have to bring. They're so aggressive and play, you know, so you know, full court pressure and all of that stuff, that we knew we were going to have to match that energy. And so we talked a lot about that. And I thought our kids, you know, from the beginning, from the tip, because a couple of the games that we've struggled in, our starts weren't great, you know, and we didn't get off to an aggressive start. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight.
Had 31 turnovers last week against Morningside on Saturday. I thought you dealt with the pressure. They didn't put a whole lot of pressure on you initially, but dealt with the pressure a lot better tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, part of that is when you get the ball in young kids' hands, they need some opportunities to actually experience it. And Abby Jackson and Chanel Farmer and Autumn Zenon and those kids that really handled the ball a lot tonight, I thought did a really good job of taking care of it.
So Hastings College again wins it here tonight, 94-89 over Concordia. Had a 52-38 halftime advantage, and then they got out to an 18-point lead in the second half. Had to hang on down the stretch. But 52 points on the board in the first half, that's pretty good there.
Well, that's more than we scored the other night total. So, yeah, that was definitely a good sign going into the locker room at half. Again, it was because we had a balanced scoring attack. You know, we had some outside stuff going on because we were getting some post touches, and then again, Laurel was finding the open guy, and that's exactly what our game plan was, and our kids executed it really, really well. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, Zwinner had 25 in the ball game tonight. Cammy Bruckman had 21 points, and Jamie Van Kirk ended up with 20 points, 13 of those in the first half of play, and again, the seven during a crucial second half run there for Hastings College. So the Broncos coming out of here with a win, and now you got kind of a turkey break and get back at things this weekend, huh?
Yeah, we're going to take a day off here. We're going to practice tomorrow morning and take a day off, and then we're going to come back on Friday and practice, and we play at Sterling in Kansas on Saturday. So just got to refocus and regroup and get the next one. Get ready for the next one.
So you got the non-conference game this weekend, and it's right back into the conference season. You can use this thing maybe this weekend to fine-tune some things. Yeah, you want to pick up a win, but it's a non-conference game. Can you use it to maybe fine-tune a couple of things?
Absolutely. You know, and Sterling's had a great tradition. They're going to be tough at home, so it'll be like a conference game for us. And we got a couple days to practice here, which we haven't had much of because we've been on such a, you know, a game every 3 or 4 days. So it'll be nice to have a couple days here to really work on some things that we need to you know, clean up a little bit and improve on, and then head down there and play on Saturday.
So you get to the holidays sitting at 2-2 in the conference, probably a lot better than maybe a loss tonight at sitting at 1-3. I think you're back into maybe conference talk again, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good. I mean, every road win in our conference is a great win. So this is a great win for us. And again, like you said, you know, you want 2-2 is a lot better, you know, than being 1-3. Moving into next week. So definitely a great, you know, boost for our team, and now we just got to keep it rolling.
Maybe the early season surprise on the women's side of things is Midland. They picked up a win tonight again over Doan, 64-62. So Midland might be the surprise team of the conference so far.
Midland is they're really balanced, and they have a great, you know, core group of kids. They got a point guard in Sammy Licari. She's a new kid for them, and she really makes everybody around her better. And you know, they have all their returners from last year, so they're pretty cohesive, and I think they're just kind of, you know, rolling along and taking care of business and doing a good job.
All right, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College, again, the Bronco women's basketball team picking up a big win over Concordia tonight. That's a team that was preseason ranked number 5 in the country. 94-89 was the final score as Hastings wins it here tonight, getting 25 points from Laurel Zwiener, 21 from Cammy Bruckman, and 20 from Jamie Van Kirk. We're at halftime with the men's ball game. Hastings College with a lead over Concordia tonight by a score of 37-26. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson window and door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, Hastings College has the lead here in men's basketball action. 37-26 at halftime. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half of play. Hastings hitting 40% from the field here in the first 20 minutes, of just 12 out of 30. Meanwhile, Concordia 8 out of 26 for 30%. Broncos have knocked down 5 out of 10 from three-point range for 50%. Concordia 3 out of 12 for 25%. Hastings on free throws 8 out of 11 for 72%. Concordia 7 out of 9 for 77%. Rebounds, Hastings with 20. Concordia has got 19. The Broncos have 3 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Meanwhile, Concordia has got 2 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. The Broncos have a total of 6 turnovers in the basketball game so far. Meanwhile, Concordia, they've been charged with 10 turnovers. The Broncos have no block shots and 5 steals in the ball game. Concordia has got 1 block shot and 3 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far in the ball game has been Dylan Flynn. He's got 5 boards. Also, Zach Lena has got 5. Leading rebounder for Concordia is Robbie Thomas. He's got 5 rebounds for the Dogs. The scoring in the first half of play for Concordia, Eli Ziegler is leading the way. He has got 8 points. Ziegler has got a 3 and a 2, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers, Robbie Thomas has knocked down a 3. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Adam Vogt has got a 3-pointer. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 5 points. Justin Dam has got a couple of field goals for 4. You've got Aaron Walker hitting a field goal for 2, and Chandler Folkerts has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings getting 9 points from Brady Lohman and Tobin Reinwald in the first half. Lohman has got a couple of 2-point field goals and a 3, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Same line stat for Tobin Reinwald. He's got 9. The other scorers, Akeem Morissant's knocked down a 3, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Jake Hamburger has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Dylan Flynn, he has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4 points. Carson Bloom has knocked down a tray for 3, and Zach Lena has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College with the lead here over the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 37-26 as we get ready for the second half of play. Yeah, the Roadway Inn Classic coming up this weekend for the Hastings College men's basketball team. We'll stay with the Hastings College guys this weekend. Friday, they'll have a ball game against Tabor College. That will go at 8 o'clock at Lynn Ferrell Arena, 7:45 for the pregame show. Then on Saturday, it'll be Hastings taking on Shadron State. That'll be a 4 o'clock ball game, 3:45 for the pregame here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings will play the ball in. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here at the Walls Arena in Seward. As Hastings got the opening possession, there's a shot up there by Dylan Flynn. It's up and in. Dylan Flynn, and he is fouled into play. Falling down left side, down low on the block, scores for the Broncos. Flynn now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 13-point lead. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Justin Dam. That's going to be his second. So Hastings now leading 39-26. Just underway here in the second half. Dylan Flynn's free throw is up there and in. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the ball game. Hastings with a 14-point lead. It is 40-36. As Concordia comes back in their offensive zone for the first time here in the second half. Thomas dumps it down to Dam, and his son is up and in. Thomas gets the assist. Justin Dam gets the field goal. Has now 40-28. The Broncos leading the Bulldogs here tonight. There's Flynn, kicks it out. Here's Wells from 15. Shot no good. Offensive or defensive rebound by DeAndre White. White, the Wayne State transfer, will run back the other way for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass goes inside to Dam. Spins, puts up a little hook shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells on the weak side. Wells gets it away now to Brady Lohman. Lohman down the far sideline to Wells. Bounce pass inside to Flynn. His shot's going to be blocked down. And he's going to be recovered here by Robbie Thomas, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Let's see, was it tipped out? They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Could be a turnover on Concordia as Robbie Thomas throws the ball into the scorer's table here on the near sideline. So it'll be Hastings playing things in right in front of the scorer's table here in backcourt. Jake Hamburger will get things into Akeem Morissant. Morissant will set things up for Hastings. Concordia stays with their man-to-man defense. Hamburger has got the ball. Now to Morissant, near sideline. To Brent Wells, down to Lohman out here in three-point territory. They get it inside to Flynn. Squares around to the basket. He goes all the way to the basket. Nice dish to Wells, and his shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. And the Broncos now leading by 14 points, 42-28. With the basketball is going to be White. Goes to Robbie Thomas. Now to Vogt on the far side. Picked up by Hamburger. And the foul is going to be called on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Broncos here in the second half. Aaron Walker will play things in for Concordia as he gets it into DeAndre White. Picked up there by Morissant. White on the dribble. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Robbie Thomas. Top of the key. Out to Aaron Walker, bounce pass down low. Dam has got it, his shot over Flynn, no good. And a rebound comes down to Wells. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Akeem Morissant. Morissant to the near sideline. The hamburger down to Flynn at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Wells. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Thomas. Robbie Thomas got the block there in the shot from Brett Wells. That's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman gets it in the hamburger on the far sideline. Back down low on the baseline. There's a shot put up there and in. Dylan Flynn, left-handed, scores for the Broncos. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 44-28. Here's DeAndre White with the ball. Working Cordy to Robbie Thomas. Down on the baseline to Aaron Walker. Walker puts up a shot over Lohman. It's going to be no good. Brady grabs the rebound. Lohman grabs it for Hastings. Right-handed dribble back in the offensive zone. Lohman goes to Morrison to the far sideline. Hamburger's got it around the screen from Flynn. Now they give the ball away to Dylan. He falls down with the ball. Flynn might be hurt. Now we got a personal foul called. Dylan Flynn may have turned an ankle down there for Hastings College. He is down in some pain down here underneath the basket. And the medical staff can go out and check on Dylan Flynn. He was kind of setting a screen down there and may have turned an ankle for Hastings College as Flynn is down for the Broncos. We're down to 17 and a half minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College is leading Concordia by a score of 44-28. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and you can take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 17:30 remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings College has got the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 44-28 as Dylan Flynn is going to be helped off of the court here for Hastings College. Hopefully that's nothing serious as Dylan Flynn has been a major cog for this offensive machine for the Broncos. He's averaging 12.3 points per ball game, and Dylan Flynn is going to walk off of the floor here for Hastings. A Boo Fall will come in to replace him. So 17:30 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings has got a 44-28 lead as Concordia will play things in here on the near sideline. They're going to take Dylan Flynn to the sidelines and continue to check on him. Here's the inbounds pass intercepted by Morrison. He drives, shoots, and scores. Akeem Morrison steals the inbounds pass. Turnover number 12 on Concordia. And the score is now 46-28. Hastings with the lead here. Their biggest lead of the ball game here in this second half. There's Robbie Thomas. He has the basketball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Hastings playing tremendous defense here in this one tonight. Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. DeAndre White will trigger things in for Concordia. White comes way out on top to Aaron Walker. Back down in the corner to White. Lobs the ball inside. There's Folkerts with the ball. Puts it up there right-handed against Fall, and his shot is good. Chandler Folkerts, he's now got 4 points in the ball game. 46-30. Hastings with the lead. Here's Morrison with the ball. Morrison gets it to Wells. Got a hamburger on the right sideline. Jake feeds inside to a Boo Fall. Squares around to the bucket here against Folkerts. Dribbles with it. Now gets the ball to Lohman slicing down the lane. His shot is going to be no good. Ball comes to the near sideline. It goes, oh, they're going to save it here from Keith Morrison. Morrison has got it out to Hamburger. Now to Morrison in the fall. His shot's going to be blocked from behind and a foul called. Folkerts gets hit with a personal foul from behind. So a foul is called there on Concordia. Now a Boo Fall will go to the free throw line. They're going to say the foul goes on Thomas. That's going to be his third. So Robbie Thomas picks up the personal foul. And not Folkers. That's going to be a boo fall to the free throw line. He's not scored so far tonight. 50% foul shooter in the season. He is 9 out of 18. And his shot is up there. It is good. Ball is averaging 7 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. A Boo Fall will go to the line again for his second shot here. Hastings with a 17-point lead. It is 47-30. Here comes the next shot by Fall. It is good. So a couple of free throws there, and Hastings down with an 18-point lead again. 48-30. There's a DeAndre White with the ball. Now to Robbie Thomas. Thomas comes out to Folkers out here, 3-point territory. Now to White. He mishandles the ball, and it's picked up by Morrison. Turnover number 13 on Concordia. Morrison running back the other way. Akeem Morrison on the dribble. Stops right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Now to Hamburger. Near sideline to Lohman. Back out to Jake. Swings it right side. Morrison for three. It's short. No good. Rebound comes down here to DeAndre White. White, left-handed dribble, races it back the other way for the Dogs. Bounce pass down to Vogt. His shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul's going to be called. A foul underneath the hole here. It's going to go on Hastings. And the personal is going to be whistled on Brent Wells. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Adam Vogt. He has got 5 points in the basketball game. Vogt is one of their leading scorers, averaging 16 points per ball game. He hits this free throw here. He's now got 6 in this contest. Zach Lena comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Brent Wells will check out. Also, Eli Ziegler coming in here for Concordia, and going out is going to be Aaron Walker. Adam Vogt will have another free throw. As he looks up there, the Broncos with a 17-point lead. Next shot is up there. It is good. So it's now 48-32. Just by the 16-minute mark here in the second half, the Broncos led at halftime 37-26. Hamburger with the ball, now to Lohman. Lohman brings it back in the offensive zone here. Dribbles once, comes out to Morissette near the 10-second line. Morissette, now to Lohman, back to Akeem. Swings it right side to Hamburger. Hamburger out to Akeem Morissette, top of the key. Back to Jake Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger, two-handed pass to Morissette, now to Lohman on the wing. There's a feed inside to Zach Lena. Kicks it back out to Lohman, left side of the lane. Now to Akeem Morissette, back to Lohman, down in the corner. A three-pointer's put up there, and he hits it. Tough shot by Brady Lohman, and he hits it from the deep left corner. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 51-32. Now a foul is going to be called. Morissette picks up the foul. He's not happy with himself. Third personal foul on Akeem Morissette. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Carson Bloom is going to come into the ball game. Morissette's going to check out. Non-shooting situation, so Concordia will play things in here on the near sideline. Adam Vogt will key things in for the Bulldogs. Goes to Seth Curran, who's into the ball game now. Seth Curran on the dribble against Carson Bloom. They get it to Folkerts out here, picked up by Abu Fall. Over here, free throw line extended right side to Robbie Thomas. Gets it now to Folkerts, down on the baseline. 200 pass goes in the opposite corner. Seth Curran gets a vote. Now to Folkerts inside, a shot over Fall. Good. Chandler Folkerts scores. He's got 6 points in the basketball game and 3 field goals. 51-34, Hastings with the lead. Carson Bloom out to Woolman. Now to Bloom on the far sideline. Takes it on the dribble underneath the basket. His pass hits the back of the basket, the backboard, and now we got a foul called. The ball came to the near sideline. Carson Bloom grabs it, and a foul is going to be called here, I think, it was just out of bounds here in front of the Bronco bench. So the Broncos turn it away. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. It's a 51-34 contest. Hastings with the lead. Concordia's got the ball. Robbie Thomas out to Folkerts. Brings it back here to Curran. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Outside to Ziegler. A lob pass is going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it to Folkerts, and they threw it over the head of everybody out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game for Concordia. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings coming back the other way. They throw the basketball away. So another turnover on Hastings. That's their 8th of the ball game. Broncos still have a 17-point lead. We're in the second half. About, 6 minutes into the ball game here in the second half. And now Concordia has the basketball slumped out of bounds there by Carson Bloom. So 14 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 17 points. Concordia scored just 34 points against this Bronco defense tonight. He has been good. Robbie Thomas has got it down for Concordia. Hands it away to Adam Vogt. Adam Vogt swings it right side to Ziegler. Moves it down in the corner. That's Curran with the ball inside to Folkerts. Drops it down low to Thomas. A shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Robbie Thomas trying to put up a left-handed shot there, and he is fouled into play by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's the second foul on Tobin Reinwald. Now check that. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Zach Lena picks up the foul, his third. Going to the free throw line is going to be Robbie Thomas, and his shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rims off of there. Thomas will get one more. Thomas has been averaging 11 points per ball game so far this season. Tonight he's got 5. A 6'7" sophomore out of Shawnee, Kansas. Hastings with a 17-point lead, 51-34. There's the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Aaron Walker. Going out will be Robbie Thomas. Hastings led this thing at halftime 37-26. Ryan Waldwell inbound the ball to Lohman. Back to Tobin. Tobin will bring things up here for Hastings. Stops here in backcourt. Goes over to Lohman. Now to Reinwald. Races it across the midcourt stripe. All the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Tobin Reinwald. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 53-35. Hastings now leading by 18 points. Here's Concordia with the ball. Kern, he takes the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be no good, and we got a foul call on the rebound. Kern got to the basket there for Concordia, but a personal foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Aaron Walker. That's going to be his second. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Their head coach is Ben Limback. He's in his first season here at Concordia. He wants to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We're in the second half. The score, Hastings 53, Concordia 35.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Walls Arena here in Seward tonight. Women's game earlier tonight was won by Hastings as they upset fifth-ranked Concordia by a score of 94-89. Other games in the conference in women's play tonight. It was Dort over Mount Marty, 68-59. Midland surprised Doan, 64-62. Seventh-ranked Northwestern over third-ranked Morningside, 102-82. Those are the women's results that we have in from earlier tonight. Hastings College men in control of this one. They have an 18-point lead, 53-35, as we approach the 13-minute mark here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald out to Carson Bloom. Top of the key. Comes over here on the wing. Brady Lohman. Skip pass goes over to Reinwald. Down to Bloom. Top of the circle. Back here to Lohman. Back out on top again to Carson Bloom. Over on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. To Lohman down in the corner. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound. Lohman on the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes back up. His shot is no good. Lohman knocked down. No foul called. And the rebound comes down to Seth Curran. Curran has got it now for Concordia down the left sideline, brings back to the center of the floor. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Kern has got the ball poked loose by Carson Bloom. Kern picks it back up. Now to Vogt. Adam Vogt behind a Fulker's screen. Gives the ball away to Ziegler. Down on the baseline, now to Seth Curran. Out here on the wing to Ziegler. Across the top to Aaron Walker. Walker now to Vogt at the top of the key. Adam Vogt dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Goes up. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And last touched here by Concordia. Hastings ball. Here comes Akeem Morissot into the ball game now. Lohman will get a quick breather here with 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Hastings with an 18-point lead, 53-35. Tobin Reinwald with it now to Morissot here on the near sideline. Morissot down to Tobin into the offensive zone, down the lane. He takes it to the basket again. His shot is up and in. Second straight trip down the floor for Tobin Reinwald, where he just takes it right to the hole. Reinwald's having a good night tonight. 13 points in the ballgame. Hastings by 20. 55-35. Just by the 12-minute mark here in this one. Here's Seth Curran with the ball. Curran moves it over to Ziegler. Ziegler picked up by Carson Bloom. Moves it over there to Curran. Curran on the dribble. Brings it out into 3 points there at Troy to Adam Vogt. Adam Vogt goes down to Folkers. He drives it against Fall. His shot is up and in. Chandler Folkers scoring there against a Boo Fall. Fulkerts now with 8 points in the ballgame, 55-37. Hastings continues to lead after leading at halftime, 37-26. There's Abu Fall, a shot underneath the hole, a shot good. Reverse layup there by Abu Fall. That's 57-37. The Broncos again leading by 20 points here in the ballgame. Seth Curran brings it into the offensive zone down for Concordia. Curran comes to the near sideline, stops here. Curran picked up by Reinwald. Rainbow's pass comes out to Ziegler. Ziegler near the 10-second line, picked up by Carson Bloom. Bounce pass down to Curran. Trying to drive it, can't do it. Ball is deflected. Folkers picks it up in the lane and scores. Chandler Folkers scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 57-39. Hastings with the advantage. Broncos have the ball. Here's Morissette. Gets it into the offensive zone here to Wells. Out of Tobin Reinwald. Back out here to Morissette. Morissette with the ball out near the 10-second line. Akeem dribbling with it. Goes over in the wing to Brent Wells. Down to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald dribbles it to the right wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Fall. He is double teamed. And now we got a traveling violation. Abu Fall trying to back up there against the Chandler Fulkers. His whistle for the traveling violation. 9 turnovers on Hastings College in the ball game now. Here comes Zach Lena into the ball game now as Abu Fall will check out. 10:34 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with an 18-point lead, 57-39. Here's Robbie Thomas down the near sideline for Concordia. Entry pass to Fulkers. Right at the free throw line. He can't do anything with it. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Bachelman, and now it goes off of his hands. That goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Concordia. Isaiah Bachelman into the ball game now for Concordia, 5'11" junior out of Lincoln Lutheran High School. Concordia will maintain control as they will play things in here on the near sideline. Aaron Walker will get things in to Ziegler. Ziegler works against Morrison around the screen from Folkerts. Gets loose left side of the lane, but now he's got the switch, and Brett Wells will guard him. Here's a Bachamo in the ball. Down here to Ziegler. Entry passing it to Folkerts. Down lower shot is good, and he's fouled. Tanner Folkerts has come on here. He has got 12 points in the ball game, 10 so far here in the second half. He is fouled in the play here by Hastings. Folkerts will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. And now Coach Bill Gabers wants to call a timeout as Zach Lena has just picked up his fourth personal foul. We got a timeout in Hastings, 10 minutes and 3 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 57, Concordia 41.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
Again, Dylan Flynn was injured a little while ago for Hastings College here in the second half, but appears that he is resting comfortably here on the sidelines for the Broncos, so nothing major there for Dylan Flynn. Here's Folkerts at the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good, so he misses his first free throw. Rebound comes down to Wells. The ball nearly stolen away as he went to Tobin Reinwald down to Akeem Morissette as he comes into the offensive zone. There's Lohman with the ball. Now to Akeem out here in 3-point territory. To Lohman back out to Akeem. Swings it right side. That's a Reinwald with the ball down there on the baseline to Wells. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Cross-court pass comes over here to Morissette. Entry pass. They get it inside. The Wells kicks it back out to Morissette for 3. Shot good. Akeem Morissette hits the 3-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 19 again at 60-41. Here's Ziegler with the ball down in the corner. Ziegler gets it back on the wing. Entry pass to get it down low to Thomas. The shot is up and in. Robbie Thomas scoring there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back quickly with the ball now, leading by 17 at 60-43. As we approach the 9-minute mark here in the ball game. Lohman to Morissette, right wing. Reinwald has got it to Akeem, top of the key. Morissette returns the ball back to Tobin Reinwald. Skip pass over here to Lohman. Down low to Wells. Back out to Reinwald to Akeem for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ziegler. Ziegler gets the ball ahead down the near sideline to Aaron Walker. Walker out on top to Ziegler. Gets it down to Robbie Thomas up beyond the 3-point circle, top of the key. Left sideline to Bachelman, picked up there by Reinwald of Hastings. Bachelman with the ball. Gets into the hands here of Ziegler. 17 seconds still in the shot clock. Here's Aaron Walker. His shot for 3 is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Lena down to Tobin Reinwald. To Akeem Morissette. Near sideline to Lohman. 8:25 to play here in the ball game. Wells out to Tobin for 3. Shot is up there. Off of the front iron. No good. Rebound. Lena goes back up. His shot. No good. But he's found in the play. Zach Lena with an offensive rebound there for Hastings College. And now Lena goes to the free throw line after being hit on the play. Personal goes on Aaron Walker. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. This will be his first free throw attempt. It's up. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. He's a 67% foul shooter. Here comes a bunch of substitutes in there now. Stephen Llewellyn comes into the ball game, a 6'5" freshman of Oakley, Kansas. Adam Vogt's going to return here for Concordia. 61-43. Hastings leading by 18 points here in men's college basketball. Next shot is up there. That one is missed by Leanin. The rebound comes down here to Aaron Walker. Walker hands it away to Eli Ziegler here in backcourt. He'll bring it up against Morissette, and he throws the ball away. Ziegler threw it to the corner. Robbie Thomas was cutting for the hole. Turnover number 15 in the ball game for Concordia. They average 18 per contest. Hastings leading 61-43. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings looking to improve their record to 7-1 after this one here tonight. Brent Wells jump pass to the near sideline to Lohman, the hamburger, to Akeem Morissette. Now to Hamburger, takes the three. His shot is up there and buries it. Jake Hamburger buries his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points in this contest. And Hastings now leading by a score of 64-43 as they're blowing the Bulldogs out of their doghouse here tonight. Here's a Robbie Thomas with the ball. Robbie Thomas in the lane, throws it to the far sideline to Walker. His shot for three, good. Aaron Walker hits a three-pointer. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout as Ben Limbach wants to talk things over. 7 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Concordia 46.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Walls Arena here in Seward. Hastings out on top of Concordia tonight in men's college basketball, 64-46. Hastings College women picked up a win in the opener tonight over Concordia by a score of 94-89. Laurel Zwiener had 25 points for Hastings. Cammie Bruckman had 21. Jamie Van Kirk had 20 points. So Hastings wins in the women's ball game tonight. Broncos are now 7-2 on the season. They are 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll play a non-conference game against Sterling coming up on Friday night in Sterling. 64-46 is the score. Hastings College men with a lead here. As we play in the second half, Morissette has got it for the Broncos. Down in the corner, wide open. Lohman for three, and he hits it. Boy, he can't leave him open. Brady Lohman makes him pay a three-pointer from the deep left corner. He's now got 15 points in the ball game here for Hastings College after he scored 53 in the two ball games last week. Here's Ziegler down the right side of the lane. His shot is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Llewellyn getting the field goal there for the Concordia Bulldogs. That is his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 67-48. There's a pass deflected, but Morissette's got it. Out of Hamburger off to right side again. Lohman, his shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Lena. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound Lena goes back up. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Lena having a couple of tries at the basket there right underneath the hole. And a foul is finally called by Eli Ziegler. Second foul on Ziegler. That's going to be team foul number five of the Bulldogs. Hastings was six. Zach Lena back to the free throw line. He is one out of two so far tonight. Lena's got 3 points in the ball game. Zach Lena's free throw is up there. The shot is good. He'll get a second one as he was fouled in the act of shooting. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. Checking out is going to be Morissette. 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Hastings looking to go to 4-0 in the conference after this one here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Zach Lena. Zach now with 5 points in the basketball game. 69-48. Hastings maintaining that big lead here in the second half. Here's Adam Vogt with the ball now for Concordia. Comes across the top to get it to Curran. Moves it down in the baseline to Robbie Thomas. Trying to work the baseline. Thomas works it inside to Ziegler. He gets the ball and he scores. Eli Ziegler. Ziegler shooting down the right side of the lane. He gets the easy field goal. Ziegler now with 10 points in the ball game. Concordia applying some pressure here in backcourt. Carson Bloom to the far sideline. As Lohman with the ball steps it into the offensive zone here. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Hastings with a 19-point lead. Here's Jake Hamburger at the free throw line. Carson Bloom, far sideline. Woolman has got skip pass over here to Hamburger. Bounce pass inside to Lena. Works the baseline. He's trapped down there. Zach Lena is now going to be, let's see, a timeout's going to be called. Bill Gaver is up off the Hastings bench. Calls the timeout as Zach Lena was trapped down underneath the basket along the baseline. We got 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Concordia 50.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Seward. Again, the State High School Football Championships are continuing at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Class A game is going on tonight. Earlier today, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals won their first state championship in the school's history as they knocked off Aquinas Catholic today by a score of 32-13. So congratulations to Donovan Trumbull winning the state championship in Class C2 in high school football action earlier today. Hastings College men continue to lead this ball game by a score of 69-50. They have really dominated this thing, although Concordia scored the first 6 points of the ball game. Hastings trailed at 1.6-0 before they came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. Went on a 9-0 run at that point, and they've been in control ever since. 69-50 is the score now. Here's Carson Bloom. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Lena grabs the ball to win the lane, and now he's shot clock violation. Carson Bloom launched up a shot from three that was deflected. Ball was loose in the lane, picked up by Lena, Zach Lena in the lane, and then a shot clock violation on the Broncos. So a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their 10th of the ball game. Concordia will play things in at the 5:38 mark. Here's Ziegler coming into the forecourt now for Concordia, the far sideline to Adam Vogt, who's been shut down here tonight. There's a free throw line jumper up and in. Adam Vogt scores. He's only got 9 points in the ballgame. He's been averaging 16 in the season. And it's now a 69-52 ball game. Here's Brian Wall with the ball in backcourt. Weaves his way up the floor here. Brings it into the offensive zone and hands away to Carson Bloom. Over to Hamburger. They get it into Ryan Wall. He goes down and the foul is going to be called. Ryan Wall goes down in the lane. The foul is going to be called there on Chandler Folkerts. That's going to be his third. Coming up after the game tonight, we'll name our players of the game. Also, the coaches' post-game show with head coach Bill Gavers before we get out of here tonight. Llewellyn comes back into the ball game now for Concordia. Going out is going to be Folkerts. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Woolman gets it in the Hamburger. Hamburger has Adam Vogt right in his face defensively. Here's Tobin Reinwald all the way to the basket again. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Tobin Reinwald will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. As the personal foul is going to be whistled on Thomas, that's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Robbie Thomas. And Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Reinwald's having his best day here for the 2013 season so far. Reinwald hits the free throw. Reinwald now with 14 points in the ball game for the Broncos. He had seven, which was a season high until this point. The ball game against Morningside on Saturday. Next shot is up there. It is good. Now 71-52. Hastings with a lead here over Concordia. Robbie Thomas has got the ball here on the near sideline as Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Thomas bounce pass. They get it to Vogt. His shot is up there and in. There's a nice play. Adam Vogt scoring there for Concordia. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 71-54. Hastings out on top. Here's Loman with the ball in backcourt. He'll bring things up here. Against Seth Curran. Long pass down the right sideline as they get it to Tobin Reinwald. The Bloom. Jake Hamburger thought about the three. Passed it up. Not a woman. Back outside here to Carson Bloom. Not a Hamburger on the wing. Out to Carson at the point. Bounce pass down in the corner to Loman. Not a Reinwald. Shot off the baseline. No good from 10. Rebound comes out of Robbie Thomas. Outlet pass goes to Seth Curran. Right-handed dribble. So he brings it into the offensive zone. Curran gets away. Tobin Reinwald will pick him up. Curran down in the corner. They reverse the ball to Ziegler. Over here on the right side to Adam Vogts. Top of the key, there's Ziegler. Shot for three is up there. He buries that one. Eli Ziegler bearing a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 13. The Hastings lead is now 14 points at 71-57. We're down to 3:45 to play here in the ball game. Here's a Brady Lohman into the forecourt. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald to Lohman. Moves it over on the right sideline. That's going to be Bloom. Dribbles it at the free throw line. Dumps it off to Reinwald. Contact made and a foul called. Let's see. We had Adam Vogt going down. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. Tobin picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Here comes Morissette back into the ball game for Hastings for Carson Bloom. 71-57. Hastings with a 14-point lead, but we got just 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this one. Seth Curran has got the ball for the Concordia Bulldogs. He'll bring things up against Morissette. Down the left sideline to Adam Vogts. Picked up there by Hamburger. Folkert sets a screen. They get it to Vogts. Vogts pass down in the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Robbie Thomas, who is slicing in from the right corner toward the goal. The ball is knocked out of bounds. So it'll be Concordia playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Curran comes out between the circles. That's going to be Robbie Thomas. They get it to Ziegler. Down inside to Folkert, and his shot is up and in. Chandler Folkert scoring. He's now got 14. 71-59 is the score now. Hastings out on top by 12 points. Here's Hamburger. Dribbles underneath the basket here and circles back around. Lohman has got it. Now to Akeem Morissette. Lohman, far sideline. Hamburger. To Lohman. Now to Morissette. Bounce pass down to Reinwald. Back outside to Lohman. Down in the corner to Jake for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Puts a man in the air. Goes up. Shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. He's got 17 points in the ball game. 73-59, Hastings in the lead. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Robbie Thomas comes to Adam Vogt. He gets away down here, and a foul is going to be called as Vogt was powering his way toward the goal there for Concordia. The foul is going to be called here on a Boo Fall. That's going to be his fourth. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. A Boo checks out here. 2:34 to play in the ball game. Hastings 73, Concordia 59. Broncos is going to go to 7-1 after this one here tonight. 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll play a couple of non-conference games this weekend in the Roadway Inn Classic hosted by Hastings. Games on Friday night against Tabor College at 8. And on Saturday afternoon, the game against Chadron State at 4 o'clock. We'll have both of those games here on 1230 KHIS. Adam Vogt to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Vogt now with 12 points in the ball game. He has 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. 73-60. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball for Hastings here in backcourt. Gives it away to Morissette. Akeem double team. Morissette gets away. Comes into the offensive zone. Morissette now to Hamburger. Hamburger on the wing. To Reinwald with the free throw line. To Hamburger. Two-handed pass to the far sideline. Lohman has got it. Moves it down in the baseline to Reinwald. Reinwald spins right side of the lane, goes for the basket. His shot's blocked down and a foul called. No, a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Tobin Reinwald. Turnover number 11 on Hastings. So with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play now, Concordia is within 13 points. 73-60. Hastings College women had an 18-point lead in the first ball game tonight. And finally, Hastings had to have a last-second save from three-point territory to win that ball game. There's a long-range jumper by Vogt. It's up there and in, a three-pointer. Adam Vogt nails a tray. He's got 15. And it's now 73-63 with a minute and 53 seconds to play in the contest. Morissette has got it. Morissette now a woman right in front of us. Roman gets away. He splits a couple of defenders, goes for the goal. The ball's knocked loose, picked up by Lena. His shot is no good. Now we got the ball knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by Folkerts. Had him vote. He was down on the floor there. They're playing over the top of his head. Getting stepped on just to the left of the basket, but he's all right as he pops up there for Concordia. Here comes Llewellyn back into the ball game now. The minute and 39 seconds to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead. 73-63. They play it in. The Lena and his shot is up and in. Zach Lena gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 7 points. Hastings leading 75-63. Here's Ziegler with the ball. His pass in the lead is intercepted. Turnover number 16 on Concordia. Ball intercepted there by Hamburger as he gets it in the hands of Woolman. And a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Adam Vogt. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Chandler Folkerts. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman with 15 points in the ball game. He had 9 in the first half. Brady Lohman, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Lohman has now got 16 points. Tobin Reinwald has got 17. Those are the guys leading the scoring brigade here for Hastings College. That's the best game of the season for Tobin Reinwald as he works his way back into shape here. Next shot by Lohman is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the free throw, and the rebound comes down to Concordia. So Hastings with a 13-point lead with a minute 19 left. Here's a vote down the near sideline. Gives away to Ziegler. Now to Curran. Back down in the corner. That's vote. Drives the baseline. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Zach Lena grabs the rebound, and he's fouling the play. Immediately there by Concordia. We walk to the other end of the floor now. That's vote picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Zach Lena will go to the free throw line. Hastings with a 13-point lead. It is 76-63. Concordia will drop to 0-3 in the conference after this one. 2-6 overall. Here comes Zach Lena to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Alex Thayer is going to check in there for Hastings College. Nate Maloli is going to check in. We're going to see some guys we haven't seen for a while. Brandon Krause is going to check in. And here comes Aaron Andrew Pryor into the ball game. So Hastings College going to win this ball game here tonight. A 13-point lead. Zach Lena to the free throw line. Lena's got 7 points in the ball game this far. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Now 77-63. Hastings College with the lead. As Zach Lena will toe the mark for his second one. Leaning from Omaha's. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. Robbie Thomas has got the ball away to Adam Vogt down the near sideline. Adam Vogt hands the ball away to Ziegler. Ziegler has the basketball picked off and is going to be taken down by Brandon Krause running back the other way. There's a Zach Lena. His shot is up there. It's good and he's fouled again. Nope, traveling violation. It is called for the traveling violation, so he's going to check out. Here comes Chuck Ferguson into the ball game now for Hastings. So I think everybody that made the trip here tonight has gotten into the ball game. 53.3 seconds to play. Hastings going to wrap up their seventh win in the 2013 season here tonight. Adam Vogt has got the ball, an off-balance three-pointer put up there and in. Adam Vogt throws up a three-pointer from right in front of the Bulldogs bench. Now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Vogt. So the Bulldogs still playing here until the end. 77-66 is the score now. It's an 11-point lead for Hastings, and going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Nate Maloli. Maloli is a 6-foot freshman out of Papillion. As he will go to the free throw line here, his first shot is going to be no good. He'll get one more. So Maloli is into the ball game now for Hastings College. An 11-point lead for the Broncos. As Nate will have another free throw here as he toes the mark for Hastings with 45.6 seconds to play. Hits this one. So he gets into the scorebook. 78-66 is the lead for Hastings College. Here's Adam Vogt. He brings the ball down the right sideline. He throws up another three. His shot's going to be off the mark this time. An error ball, and the ball is brought down here by Hastings. With the basketball back here in backcourt, is going to be Alex Thayer as he hustles into the forecourt. Thayer down the right sideline, down in the corner to Chuck Ferguson. He is double-teamed. Fergie goes inside. The basketball is slipped out of the hands of Andrew Pryor. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Turnover number 12 in the ball game here for Hastings College. Matthew Nelson's going to check in here. And also John DeWard is going to check in. So everybody that's made the trip now is in the ball game for Hastings. We got 21.5 seconds to play. 78-66 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. They're going to wrap up the win here tonight. They will inbound the ball It's picked up by Adam Vogt here on the near sideline. Vogt out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top. That's Robbie Thomas. Hops inside. Dumps the ball down low. That's Folkerts. The shot is up and in. Chandler Folkerts scores. Now 78-68. 12 seconds to play. Here's Alex Thayer in backcourt for Hastings. He gets the ball here to Matthew Nelson. Down to Thayer. His pass is going to be too high. It goes out of bounds. On the right sideline, Brandon Krause trying to climb the ladder to grab that pass. That's a turnover on Hastings. That's the 13th on Hastings. So it's going to be Robbie Thomas inbounding the ball here to Adam Vogt. Vogt's going to launch up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be good at the buzzer. So the score is going to be 78-71. Maybe much closer than the game really was. But Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs, 78-71. Hastings improves to 7-1 on the season. The Broncos are now 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia drops to 2 wins and 6 losses. They are now 0-3 in the conference. Again, the final score, Hastings beats Concordia tonight by a score of 78-71. Back with a recap after this.
Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight in men's basketball. Final score of 78-71. Broncos fell behind 6-0 right out of the gates here tonight. Came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. Went on a 9-0 run to grab a 17-8 lead, and they never gave that baby up as Hastings had an 11-point lead at halftime, 37-26. And Hastings goes on to beat Concordia tonight by a score of 78-71. Tobin Reinwald, 17 points for Hastings in the ballgame tonight. Brady Lohman had 16. Akeem Morrison had 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Dylan Flynn had 9 points. Zach Lita had 8. Abu Fall had 4 points tonight. Carson Bloom had 3. Brent Wells had 2 points. Jake Hamburger had 8. And also Nate Blowley got a free throw late in the ball game. As Hastings College totals 78 in the ball game here tonight. Leading scorer for Concordia was Adam Vogt. He finishes with 21. Chandler Folkerts had 16. Eli Ziegler had 13. Robbie Thomas had 8 points. Justin Dam had 6. Aaron Walker had 5 points. Hastings College wins it tonight, 78-71. Shooting numbers in the ball game: Hastings 25 out of 60 in the ball game tonight for 41%. Concordia was 26 out of 53 for 49%. Hastings 9 out of 21 on three-pointers for 42%. Concordia was 8 out of 19 for 42%. The Broncos hitting 19 out of 26 from the free throw line for 73%. Concordia was 11 out of 16 for 68%. Hastings out rebounding Concordia 41-29. Broncos with 16 turnovers in the ballgame. Concordia had 17. Hastings wins it tonight, 78-71 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings College winning both games here tonight. The women's game 94-89. The Hastings College men beating Concordia 78-71. This is the Players of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women putting three players in double figures tonight. Laurel Zwiener had 25 points. Cammie Bruckman had 21. Jamie Van Kirk had 20. Hastings College men, they got 17 points tonight from Tobin Reinwald, 16 for Brady Lohman, and 10 points for Akeem Morissette. We'll come back and name our Players of the Game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
For the Hastings College women here tonight, it'll be Laurel Zwiener as our player of the game as she records another double-double here tonight for Hastings College. Zwiener was 7 out of 15 from the field. She was 11 out of 15 from the free throw line, pulls down 14 rebounds and scores 25 points, had 4 assists, 5 block shots for Hastings College tonight as the Hastings College women knocked off Concordia in the first ball game 94-89. And for the Hastings College men, Tobin Reinwald off of the bench scoring 17 points for Hastings, a season high for Tobin, and a game high 17 points for the Broncos here in this ball game tonight. Tobin was 6 out of 10 from the field, 1 out of 3 on three-pointers, 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line, pulls down 3 rebounds, scores to 17 points, 1 assist in the ball game here tonight as he plays 19 minutes and 12 seconds for head coach Bill Gabers. So our players of the game tonight, Tobin Reinwald for the Hastings College men and Laurel Zwiener for the Hastings College women. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Yeah, Hastings College wins it here tonight in men's competition. Final score of 78-71. So Hastings improves to 7-1 in the season. They're now 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia drops to 2 wins and 6 losses. They are now 0-3 in the conference. Hastings will step away from the GPAC action now for a couple of days. They will host the Roadway Inn Classic coming up this weekend. It'll be Friday and Saturday at Lynn Farrell Arena. It'll be a Friday night game as they take on Tabor College in the first round. That'll be an 8 o'clock start, 7:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. And then on Saturday afternoon, they'll take on NCAA Division II Chadron State as the Eagles will come to town. It'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off time, 3:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. But a good start for the Hastings College men's basketball team going to 7-1 in the season. They knock off Concordia tonight by a score of 78-71 as we still wait for Bill Gavers to make his way out of the locker room here tonight for Hastings. Checking some other numbers, we have Akeem Morrison scoring 10 points. He grabs 3 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Brady Lohman, he had 16 points, and he grabs 4 rebounds in the contest. He also dished out 3 assists in the ball game. We gave him the numbers for Tobin Reinwald as he scores 17 points in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings College found a way to win this particular ball game, but not shooting the ball like they have been at the clip they have been. They hit 41%. Other field goal tries here tonight and 42% from three-point territory, but they find a way to win as they win the rebounding war 41-29 over Concordia, and they go on to beat the Bulldogs by a score of 78-71. We'll take our break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Again, back here in Seward, Hastings College wins the men's game tonight by a score of 78-71 over Concordia. As head coach Bill Gavers has made his appearance out of the locker room. If we can get him over here before we get out of here tonight. And Hastings getting out to a 37-26 halftime lead in this one tonight. They get outscored in the second half by a margin of 45-41, and they go on to win this thing tonight by a score of 78-71 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Is he going to make his appearance or not? He's standing chatting on the far side of the court here as they continue to tear down away from us here. So Hastings College wins the first ball game 94-89, and Hastings winning the second ball game by a score of 78-71. We'll hear from the coach maybe this weekend. How's that for you? We'll wrap things up here tonight before they shut the lights out on us. For my producer and engineer, John Deber, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Seward.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.